RV, emisora virtual de la UNAD para la audiencia global en línea.
Welcome to In Villonaire. The academic radio space for English learners from the Instituto Virtual de Lenguas. News, suggestions, culture, language tips, literature, entertainment, opinion, learning, sharing, and more. Welcome back.
Share, enjoy, discover, practice, and learn.
In Villonaire.
In Villonaire.
In Villonaire. In Villonaire.
Hello everybody, bienvenidos a nuestro programa radial In Villonaire, el programa del Instituto Virtual de Lenguas de la Universidad Nacional, abierta y a distancia.
Con ustedes Leonardo Leguizamón y me acompaña María Fernanda Nieto, tutores del Instituto Virtual de Lenguas. For today we have lots of things and we would like to share them with you.
Before we start, I want to congratulate all of those who dedicate their lives to teach others, all our colleagues. We hope you have a great day and thanks for helping others being that they want to be.
Today's program is dedicated to teachers. Mafe, who is the teacher you remember the most?
I remember my teacher of math from my school. I was a good student of that class, but the teacher thought some things to live the real life. And that changed the point of view of this or valued life.
Well, I remember most of them because they taught me about life and their subjects, of course. But thinking out loud, I would say the one I remember the most is my Taekwondo teacher.
Really? Why?
When I was young, I used to be a very bad-tempered person and I was always in trouble because of that. There, I learned about patience, discipline, and self-control.
Okay, that sounds amazing. Talking about teachers, we have a very interesting interview.
Okay, so let's listen to it. To do some
navigating. Because you know I'm all about that bass, about that bass. No.
In Ville today.
That bass, about that bass.
News and interviews to be tuned with In Ville.
That bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, face.
Estamos el día de hoy con el señor Argemiro Vera, encargado del área de internacionalización curricular y miembro importante del equipo de trabajo de la Vicerrectoría de Relaciones Internacionales, Virel.
Buenos días, Argemiro, y bienvenido a In Ville On Air.
Hola, Leonardo. Hola, Mafe. ¿Cómo están? Muchísimas gracias por la invitación a este excelente programa.
Y también nos encontramos con una de nuestras estudiantes, Lizeth Méndez.
Hola, buenos días. Gracias.
Argemiro, primero que todo, ¿podrías contarnos acerca de la internacionalización? ¿Qué es?
Bueno, Leo, la UNAD, a través del sistema UNAD Global, creado por la Vicerrectoría de Relaciones Internacionales, pues ha dispuesto un aspecto muy importante, que es la internacionalización de la UNAD, la cual ha reglamentado en el Acuerdo 003 del 25 de febrero del 2015. Palabras más, palabras menos. Desde la internacionalización, la UNAD legitima el carácter transterritorial y transfronterizo de la educación abierta y a distancia, con el propósito de generar aportes significativos a la visibilidad y posicionamiento de la misión mediante el análisis de los contextos mundiales y el afianzamiento de la cooperación internacional que favorezca la internacionalización curricular, que es un elemento muy importante de la internacionalización, y el desarrollo de todos los programas, la interacción transfronteriza, la gestión del conocimiento, la apropiación de nuevas tecnologías, etc. Esto, como les digo, es el artículo primero de la norma del Acuerdo 003 del 25 de febrero de 2015.
¿Qué beneficio nos trae la internacionalización?
Bueno, un beneficio inicial que uno puede detectar es la posibilidad de interactuar con otros contextos internacionales, con nuevos conocimientos. Muchas veces cuando tú, desde el conocimiento que tienes en Colombia, interactúas con personas de países de avanzada, pues lo que haces es que las barreras del conocimiento tuyas se corren, se mueven un poco más y se amplían en conocimiento mucho más nuevo y mucho más fuerte. Esa es una ventaja muy, muy buena, y eso se logra, por ejemplo, a través de convenios de movilidad académica internacional, a través de pasantías, a través de intercambios, este tipo de actividades que se desarrollan desde la internacionalización. Igualmente, desde la internacionalización curricular que mencioné anteriormente, podemos hacer la interrelación y articulación de los programas académicos de la UNAD con programas académicos de otras universidades, de pronto mucho más avanzadas, hablo en el contexto del avance del conocimiento, mucho más avanzadas, y poder compartir conocimientos de aquí y de allá en mejora de los programas académicos.
Argemiro, la internacionalización, ¿aplica a los profesores?
La internacionalización aplica a todos, Leo. Tú como profesor, tus estudiantes como Liz, los administrativos, todas las personas que estén interesadas en desarrollar su conocimiento, en buscar mejores oportunidades laborales, personales, profesionales, están llamados a abordar la internacionalización.
¿Existen becas al alcance de nuestros estudiantes?
Existen muchas becas al alcance de nuestros estudiantes. Desde la Virel venimos desarrollando un programa de conocimiento de becas que frecuentemente estamos publicando a través del correo electrónico y a través de los diferentes canales como RV, la Radio UNAD Virtual, donde les estamos informando a toda la comunidad universitaria sobre las diferentes becas. Hemos enviado becas, por ejemplo, con el Reino Unido para investigadores, becas en México, becas en Lérida, en España, becas en Canadá. Son diferentes áreas, dependiendo pues de los intereses, se van publicando becas, y voy a aprovechar este espacio que ustedes me están brindando para invitarlos muy, 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 muy especialmente a todos los estudiantes, a todos los profesores, a todos los administrativos de la universidad, y aquí incluyo también a todos los egresados, a un par de charlas muy importantes que nos va a dictar el DAAD, D-A-A-D, que es el Servicio Alemán de Intercambio Académico.
Argemiro, la normativa que acabas de nombrar tiene un enfoque de un lineamiento para que la universidad sea reconocida internacionalmente como parte de la estructura educativa internacional, ¿verdad?
Bueno, Liz, mira, aquí creo que estás mezclando dos cosas que es bueno poder aclarar. La primera es que los lineamientos de acreditación internacional obedecen a organismos internacionales que acreditan instituciones en el exterior. Por ejemplo, si decimos en este momento estamos en un proceso de acreditación de UNAD Florida ante el TEAC, que es, digamos, una organización en Estados Unidos a la cual el gobierno norteamericano le ha dado todas las facultades para que haga la acreditación de esas instituciones, tal como aquí en Colombia lo hacemos a través del Consejo Nacional de Acreditación. Entonces, esa es una cosa. Otra cosa sería la internacionalización curricular. Y allí hablaríamos de las posibilidades de intercambio de cursos, de profesores, de investigadores, de material educativo con otras universidades. Eso sí mediaría a través de un convenio interinstitucional entre la UNAD y X universidad en el exterior. Y ya, esos estudios serían convalidados, homologados, reconocidos dentro de cada uno de los planes de estudios. Por ejemplo, nosotros hemos iniciado algunos acercamientos con UNAD Florida que tiene unos bachelor que son homologables, por ejemplo, aquí en Colombia. Entonces, allá tenemos el Bachelor in Social Psychology que podría ser homologado con el programa de psicología social. ¿Qué quiere decir eso? Que estudiantes de psicología social en Colombia podrían tomar en Estados Unidos los cursos que ofrece el bachelor y ser reconocidos aquí en su programa en Colombia. Lo mismo podría ser con otras universidades como pues, Minnesota o con Harvard o con la Universidad de Nueva York, etcétera, donde se media un convenio interinstitucional y se establecen las normas y reglas que vamos a seguir en el reconocimiento de los programas, de los cursos y de las prácticas académicas que se realicen.
Certain teachers who would hurt the children any way they could by pouring their derision upon anything we did, exposing every weakness, however carefully hidden by the kid.
What have we here, laddie? Mysterious scribblings? A secret code? No, poems, no less. Poems, everybody! The laddie reckons himself a poet. Money get back. I'm all right, Jack. Keep your hands off my stack. New car, caviar, four-star daydream. Think I'll buy me a football team. Absolute rubbish, laddie.
get on with your work. Repeat after me. An acre is the area of a rectangle whose length is 1 furlong and whose width is 1 acre.
We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm in the classroom. Teacher, leave them kids alone.
Debate en línea, un programa con temas de interés que escucha la gente.
Sintonícenos todos los lunes a las 3 de la tarde por la radio UNAD Virtual. Debate en línea, desde Colombia para el mundo.
Tips and tricks to help you improve your English. Because your English can always be better. Only here at Invil on Air.
Oh, wow!
And just like them old stars.
Today in Oh, Wow, we'll talk about certain tips that can help us improve our English proficiency. Many of the mistakes we make are not our fault. I'm serious. Having Spanish as a first language can help us learn certain structures. but it can also make our lives hard. Why? Because our brains want to take the easy way. If there is something already established in our linguistic system, why learn it another way? That's why we transfer Spanish structures at different levels. Phonetic, in our pronunciation, syntactic, in our grammar, or semantic, in the meaning. In this program, we'll talk about one structure commonly mispronounced. Let's stop here. We have an expert in the house. Mr. Adrian Richelli is a researcher from the University of Texas who specializes in linguistics. He investigates what happens when bilingual speakers from a Romance language like Spanish learn a typologically different language such as English, a Germanic language. Good morning, Mr. Richelli. Thanks for talking to us.
Hello, good morning, greetings from New Jersey, and a big hello to all the students at UNAD in Colombia. Thank you for having me today.
Today, we're talking about common mistakes Spanish speakers make when speaking English. What is a common mistake Spanish speakers make when saying words that start with consonant clusters, such as ST or SP?
So, it's really common with words that start in the letter S followed by a consonant for Spanish speakers to insert a vowel before the word. So if the word is stop, you might hear something like stop. If the word is speed, you might hear something like speed. Or if the word is school, you might hear something like school.
And why does this happen?
This happens because Spanish has a syllable structure that is different from English. So in Spanish, you cannot start a word with S in a consonant. All the words that were from Latin that started with S plus a consonant later added an E in languages like Spanish and Portuguese. So for that reason, when a Spanish speaker is learning a second language that has these type of consonant groups at the start of the word, they put in this vowel to break up the syllable. So they make two syllables out of what was just one syllable. So that way it fits with the syllable structure that they have in their head. That the mental representation of the syllable structure. So again, if you have a word like stop, that's one syllable in English. A second language learner who speaks Spanish will make it into two syllables. So they'll say stop instead of just stop.
Is there a way to avoid this mistake?
I'd say the only way to avoid this mistake is really just to practice. It's a very natural type of mistake. It's very natural to apply the syllable structures you are familiar with in your language to the syllable structures of the language that you are learning. So there's nothing you can really do per se except keep trying, keep practicing. Keep listening and keep speaking. If you are aware of words that have these types of groups of consonant at the start, then you can deliberately try and avoid them. So remember, if it's something like stop, slow, speed, or school, make sure you're not doing that E before it. So not stop, not school, not slow. But just slow, stop, school.
Finally, what are some general suggestions you can give Spanish speakers who want to learn or improve their English proficiency?
I'd say really the, generally speaking, the most effective thing you can do to improve your proficiency in English or really in any language that you're learning is just maximize the amount of input that you can get and try and use it as much as possible on a daily basis. So every day, try and listen to the radio in English or some music or a movie, maybe a TV show. If you have anybody that you can speak to in English, try and speak to them, even if it's just for 5 minutes a day. But really, you just have to keep practicing and keep repeating and do everything you can to stick with it. And the more that you use and hear it, the better and more proficiently you will speak and understand it. That's about it. There's no getting around that.
That's true. There is no getting around that. Those are great suggestions. Acquiring another language is possible, but it requires effort, patience, and consistency. Well, and some tips. Thanks for your time, Mr. Richelli.
Thank you very much for having me, and I look forward to speaking with all of you in the future. Have a great day. Bye.
Wrapping up, avoid putting a vowel in front of ST, SK, SP, SM. For example, don't say smoking, say smoking. Don't say stop, say stop. Just keep your lips closed. Remember, you can speak English and speak it well. Happy learning!
Even the stars, they burn. Some even fall to...
La Coordinación de Medios y Mediaciones Pedagógicas de la UNAD, Zona de Occidente, los invita a escuchar Retro Jazz. El jazz vino para quedarse definitivamente. Todos los martes a las 3:30 de la tarde en RV. Para la audiencia global en línea.
Speak up, speak up, speak up. Let the world get to know your talent. Know your talent.
This ain't a song for the broken hearted.
Today on Speak Up, we have a very special guest. Her name is Libenis Carrillo Gonzalez. She is 24 years old. She lives in Valledupar. She lives with her parents. She has three sisters, one niece. She has also a dog and a chicken. She studies psychology and she is in eighth semester. She has a relationship. She has been with her boyfriend for 4 years, and maybe they are going to get married soon. She loves sports, she rides bicycle, and she loves music. She plays the guitar and she is going to delight us today with one of her songs. So please welcome to Libenis Carrillo and let's listen to her.
Alegría y yo.
así quiero vivir por siempre junto a ti.
Carpe diem. Learn how to take care about yourself.
We human beings are looking for happiness all the time. But what's happiness and how can we find it? Today we're going to give you 5 tips to be happy. Number 1. Self-esteem. Happy people like themselves. People who like and accept themselves feel good about life in general. So first of all, we have to accept how we are. Number 2. Optimism. Happy people are hope-filled. Have you heard that saying that people see the glass of life as half full rather than half empty? Well, people with the first thought is usually happier. Don't forget that with enough faith, you can do almost anything. Optimists are also healthier. Number 3. Extroversion. Happy people are outgoing. In studies, extroverts, social, outgoing people report greater happiness and satisfaction with life. Social people are more involved with others. They have a larger circle of friends and they are more often engaged in rewarding social activities. They experience more affection and enjoy greater social support. Number 4. Personal control. Happy people believe they choose their destinies. Having a strong sense of controlling one's life is a more dependable predictor of positive feelings of well-being. Number 5. How to do it? It's very easy to say happiness come with having positive self-esteem, feeling control of our lives, and having optimistic, outgoing dispositions. But how can we strengthen such traits? Personality isn't programmed. We can shape our world and ourselves. Our traits and attitudes follow our behavior. So, we have to act into a new way of thinking as to think ourselves into a new way of acting. In that order of ideas, get up and start doing that very thing. Don't worry that you don't feel like it. Don't worry that you don't feel like it. Pretend self-esteem. Feign optimism. Stimulate outgoingness. So, let's do it.
We had a really great time today in this program. I learned a lot about vacations, a lot about what Argemiro told us. Did you have a great time, Mafe?
Yes, I really enjoyed it. I learned a lot in this program.
Okay, thank you for joining us. Remember to contact us.
Si ustedes tienen alguna duda, inquietud o comentario, nos pueden escribir a los siguientes correos: maria.nieto@unad.edu.co o al correo de
leonardo.leguizamon@unad.edu.co.
Gracias, Leo.
Thank you for being here. Thank you, Mafe. Bye bye.
In bye.
Villoner.
Rough, I'm giving you all my love. I'm still looking up.
Esto es RV, Radio UNAD Virtual.